mindful friends of the Western Slope. Welcome to Mindful Moments on KVNF, a weekly opportunity for you to pause, find stillness, and look inward, leading to a better understanding of self and of the world around you. I'm your host, Erin Easton. Today we're going to be talking about mindful intentions. Intentions are the foundation of the practice because they give us motivation to continue practicing as well as a purpose behind our practice. There's no better time than now to remember what our intentions are as we run around decorating, baking, buying presents. It's a good idea to pause and remember why we're doing all of this. The main intention in mindfulness is to become more aware of our own selves so that we understand our own suffering and can use that understanding to help us heal. We then use this process to develop compassion for others. We understand that by healing ourselves, we also heal the world. A good way to stay grounded in your intentions is to do a metta meditation. This is a loving kindness meditation in which we start by sending loving wishes to ourselves, then to someone we love, then to an acquaintance or a stranger, and then to someone we're struggling with. This practice reminds us that we give ourselves love and healing so that we are better able to offer love and healing to others. You can begin this practice by coming back home to self, and if you are able, please close your eyes. And if not, then just turn inward in non-judgmental awareness. We can begin by following our breath into our bodies and reconnecting with our heart space. And this heart space is filled with nothing but love, compassion, and kindness. And from this heart space, we direct all of our love and kindness towards self. We picture ourselves in our entirety, in all that we are, the good and the bad. And we send this person all of our love, and we can say to ourselves, may you be happy and have all the causes of happiness. May you be free of suffering and all the causes of suffering. May you feel joy and love and compassion. And then we turn our focus towards somebody that we love. We imagine them in their entirety, in their wholeness, with everything that's good and bad, dark and light. And we send them these wishes of may you be happy and have all the causes of happiness. May you be free of suffering and all the causes of suffering. May you feel joy and love and compassion. And then we switch our focus to someone who is just an acquaintance. It may be a whole group of people, or it may be someone you pass on the street or in the supermarket. And you imagine them in their entirety, knowing that there is a good and a bad, a dark and a light. And we send them these same wishes of may you be happy and have all the causes of happiness. May you be free of suffering and all the causes of suffering. May you feel joy, love, and compassion. And now we turn our focus to someone we may be struggling with at this time, someone who presents a difficulty in our lives. And we imagine them in their entirety, knowing that what makes them difficult is not their whole being, and that along with the dark, there is also the light, and with the bad, there is also the good. And we send them these same wishes, of may you be happy and have all the causes of happiness. May you be free of suffering and all the causes of suffering. May you feel joy, love, and compassion. And in this practice, we recognize and notice that the well-being of all beings, all living beings on this planet, is interconnected, and that our happiness is linked to the happiness of all other beings, and that if someone is making us suffer, it's because they too are suffering. And so in order to wish ourselves good wishes of ending our suffering, we too need to end the suffering of all other beings. And you can practice this in your daily life by continually setting intentions and sending out good wishes for the well-being of all people on this planet. Thank you for sharing today's Mindful Moments with us. This episode of Mindful Moments was written and recorded by me, Erin Easton, and produced by KVNF. Tune in every Sunday at 10 a.m. for more mindful tips and visit kvnf.org to find this episode and others. I hope these teachings help you find more kindness, peace, and ease in your daily life. Thank you for listening.